Track 44.
So, Minji, we've been talking about a historical event, and I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Do you think it is important for children to learn history at school?
Yes, definitely. At primary school, they should be taught the history of their own country and community. It's a way of helping them understand who they are and their place in the world, and also the relationships between different countries.
You said children should learn the history of their own country. What about world history?
I'm not so sure about that. I think the history of their own country should definitely come first. I remember learning about Romans and Egyptians when I was quite a young child, without knowing anything about my own country or even my own continent. I mean, Asian history. I think learning about world history should come later, say, at high school or secondary school.
Yes, that's a good point. Do you think most children are interested in learning history these days?
To be honest, I'd say probably not, which is quite sad, as it's a really important subject. Even though kids are obsessed by their smartphones and computers nowadays, they could still use the technology to learn about history. I think the problem is how history is taught. It needs to be made more fun and attractive to children.
Right. You mentioned technology. I was going to ask you about that. Can technology help us learn about history?
Absolutely. We have the technology to really bring history alive. Lots of museums now have interactive exhibits with holograms and so on. Websites are also becoming more exciting, with videos of reenactments of historical events, interactive quizzes, and things like that. But for me personally, the best way to learn about history will always be to go to the place where the event took place. For example, I'll never forget the trip we made to Berlin when I did a tour of Europe with my family, seeing where the Berlin Wall used to stand and visiting the museums. That really brought history alive for me.